This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We'll get you caught up on everything that's happening around the league right now. And I'm sure something will happen between now and then as far as the hirings and firings and interviews and all that kind of stuff. Randy just gave you the latest report from the Falcons, which is that they'll interview Matt Ryan for the newly created president of football operations role later this week, either Thursday or Friday.
Yes. So, and if they want to announce it Thursday, then they just interview him Thursday morning.
Interview him in
the
morning.
A red eye more. A red eye. Let's see how focused he is. Now, Matt's been a quarterback for a long time, so they would be the first in the building anyways.
Sure, but let's see if he's still sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him in there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
No coffee. Who knows? Maybe the kids are hard to put to bed the night before. You never know how it is being a parent. I don't know. Yeah, let's see exactly, because that job's going to throw a lot at you.
Yeah, it is, man.
You're going to have to be on your P's and Q's. Anyway, Mike Conte joins us every single Tuesday at this time to talk all sorts of different topics, including the Atlanta Hawks. And obviously, there's some big news in Hawks land right now. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, hey, guy. Where do we start today? My goodness.
I know. I guess we'll circle back to the Falcons stuff because we spent 3 hours yesterday on it and the opening segment of the show and all that. The new news is that sounds like Trey's on the move, it's actually going to happen. There's been rumors about Trey Young being traded by the Hawks for years now, but never really made any sense. Now it kind of does make a little bit of sense. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this news?
It's too bad.
It is.
It's really too bad. I'm sad about it. Trey, I think, first of all, you have to salute what he has done for the organization to this point. And he did get them to within 2 wins of the NBA Finals in 2021. It's not like that did not happen. Yep. Yes. So that's absolutely part
of
the legacy.
A great moment. A great memory.
Oh, could have been quite frankly,
greatest
in Atlanta franchise history?
Yes.
It's the closest they've ever been to the NBA
Finals. Right. So absolutely. And he was responsible for that. So you're talking about being in Atlanta 55-plus years. Trey gave the Hawks their greatest moment in Atlanta. It's not like that did not happen. I believe truly that deep down Trey wanted to play his whole career in Atlanta. I do feel that. And I say that because I think you look at the effort with which he played, the fact that he never took nights off, he never load managed himself or anything like that. He showed a lot of, I think, dedication and commitment to the Atlanta Hawks. But you get to a point where it just doesn't work out anymore, and the Hawks are clearly at that point. I'm sad about it because I think Trey, had he played his whole career here, probably would have gone down as the greatest Atlanta Hawk ever. Now maybe he goes as one of the greatest Atlanta Hawks ever. I'm also sad because, you know, from where I sit, someone who does all the games, I don't go through this reset stuff again. And that's what you're going to do, at least for the remainder of this year.
Yeah,
you know, if the reports are accurate about potential destinations and the expiring contracts that could be coming back to the Hawks, these are not moves that are going to get the Hawks out of the 10 seed. And the Hawks are barely in the 10 seed right now. So I don't know. I understand the long-term plan here. I understand you want to build around Jalen Johnson. I get it. I think he's proven he's a player now that you can build around. the Hawks certainly have a very attractive draft pick coming up in that Pelicans draft pick in a loaded draft. So I do get it. I do understand. I'm not saying it's wrong. I get it.
Right.
Oh, but man. Yeah. Mm. You know, you were two wins away from the finals a couple of years ago, and now here you are. It's a bummer.
You're saying reset? Or what
reset.
Reset. Just yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, like, for example, you're going to trade Trey, let's say, to the Washington Wizards.
Right.
Who on the Wizards is coming in here? And I say Wizards because that's one of the reports.
Right.
Who on the Wizards is coming in here and taking the Hawks from a 10 seed to a 4 seed?
Nobody.
No one. That's what I mean.
There's only a couple players on that roster whose contracts even make sense.
Correct.
And CJ McCollum is an older player who comes off the bench.
Right. Yeah. I love CJ McCollum. Lehigh. I think had a 50-point game against the Hawks
this
a couple
year.
Weeks
he
ago.
Did.
Like, he can go
year.
Nuclear. Don't get
after
me wrong.
Andy,
like,
after Andy talked about him.
Used to
and
do
by
that.
The way,
he used to host a great weekly appearance on the Portland radio station.
Well, and let me tell you, like, I look forward to having him on this radio station if that's what they're going to do.
Sure.
Because he has a great podcast. Like, that'd be awesome. But no, let's look at this realistically. I mean, the four teams that I saw last night, and again, this is just what's been reported.
Right.
I don't know if there's any truth to it. Wizards, Celtics, Lakers, Heat. All right. Well, the Lakers aren't going to trade you LeBron or Luka. You know, they're going to give you kind of a platter of contracts. The Celtics aren't giving you Tatum or Brown or anything like that. You know, the Heat, I don't know about that.
No.
I mean, maybe best case you get like a Jaime Jaquez and package, something like that. None of that is going to make a material difference in where the Hawks are this year. These are not moves that this year are going to put them over the top for anything. Now, down the road, when you can shed the expiring contracts, you build around your draft picks and Jalen Johnson. That's exciting to think about, but let's talk about this realistically. How long is that going to take?
Right.
You know, even the Spurs with Wemby, it took a while. The Pistons, doing great right now. How long did it take them with Cade Cunningham? And
right.
Cade Cunningham, I think, even sat out a year.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I get the long term of it.
Right.
I also get that, by all accounts, the Hawks and Trey are not aligned in how Trey values himself and how the team values Trey in terms of just contractually and the money and all that.
They tried to get to the contract and they couldn't.
Yes. The Hawks could keep Trey Young right now if they thought he was a supermax player.
That's true.
Absolutely.
And Trey thinks he is one. Rightfully
yes, he
so,
does.
Right?
Rightfully
it,
so.
Are,
and the Hawks have their opinions. And reportedly,
also,
again, I want to stress reportedly.
The Hawks' opinion on him not being one is also fair, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Him thinking he's that, them being like, oh, we're not so sure. I think that's okay, too.
Well, and I think you're going to learn a lot about how the league sets the market on Trey's value over the next couple days.
And that's my next question to you, Mike. Are we surprised by the reported having to give compensation to and him for a team in order for a team to take him?
Am I surprised? No.
Okay.
I think that's a very – if that is true,
right.
And I think that report has been retracted
okay.
somewhat from
okay.
last night.
Okay.
If that's true, though, I think that does tell you – how the league is setting the market value on Trey Young right now. But I want to point out, it does sound like, I think that was a Mark Stein report,
right.
And it sounds like that aspect of the report may have been retracted.
Okay.
So just being very clear, I mean, look, protect that Pelicans pick
oh,
at
no,
all
no,
costs.
I'm not talking about that.
You got to protect that
yeah,
at all
yeah.
costs. That is, next to Jalen Johnson, the most valuable thing you have in the Atlanta Hawks arsenal right
it
now.
Is. Oh, no, unless you're telling me you're giving up somebody a superstar. Oh,
unless you're getting a superstar.
Unless you're getting a
or if you're giving up like
not
second
giving up
round
pick.
Picks or something.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
second
sure.
round
no,
picks.
I'm saying if you're getting that Pelican pick and Trey, if you're getting one of them dudes.
Now, every rumor that's involved the Hawks and someone, whether it's trading Trey
yeah.
or Anthony Davis or whatever, there was some Giannis stuff weeks ago, it all involves that Pelicans pick because everyone wants that
right.
pick, rightfully
yeah.
so. Yeah, I mean, if you're giving it up, Giannis. Like
yes.
it has to be something
yes,
like that.
One of them dudes. Yes.
I'll tell you, I don't even know if I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
With Giannis. And that is how much I value that Pelicans pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because how old's Giannis now?
30.
Like, yeah. Like if you're gonna do what you're talking about here.
Youth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go young, nail it in this deep draft, and let's see if we can figure this out on the fly. And by the way, I want to be really clear when I say reset. this isn't going to be like the 2017, 18, 19 Hawks.
No, it's not going to tank.
This is not the Josh Maget, Damian Jones. Right. It's not that.
Yeah, man.
You will be competitive with Jalen Johnson and with, I think, Onyeka Okongwu, although I think he needs some help right now. I think just the Hawks' lack of size in the front court's being exploited a little bit. But with Jalen Johnson and Onyeka Okongwu, Dyson Daniels, if he can figure out the three-point issues he's had, the Hawks and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, absolutely, like, you'll be competitive with that. That is not a tank lineup. I want to be, like, right, really, really clear on that.
No,
that's not a tank team.
You would be moving those guys.
Well,
if you were tanking.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, right, yes. Right. I'm not suggesting, like, oh, God, we're going into a tank. But, you know, realistically, that's not a top four situation either.
No.
And
no, because that's what they are right now, and they're not top four.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, all right, if you're moving Trey, are you materially impacting where you are right now, being in that mid, like, 5 to 10 range? And again, let's have an honest conversation about that. Does adding Trey back into this group right now get the Hawks into the top four? Not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the thing that's – I mean, the most frustrating thing would be to have to be, this is how Trae Young's tenure with the Hawks ends. Like, just really unsatisfying and frustrating.
Yeah.
But the second most frustrating thing is I do think they finally built a roster that was the right type of roster for Trae to play with, and we never got to see it because he has been hurt for the majority of the year, and Kristaps Porzingis has been out for a lot of the year, too.
Oh, I really would have liked to have seen it, too.
I think they would have been pretty good. I don't know how good. I'm not saying I think they would have won the NBA championship.
But I sure would
like
have liked to have known.
Yeah, but I think that group, healthy, playing 36 minutes a night together, like, I think all of the reasons why we had optimism coming, I wasn't lying when the season started. I was like, I think this group could be really good together.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows now? I mean, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
You never know.
And by the way, you know, I think even when you say that, Andy, you and I were both very realistic about Porzingis.
I think
you and I were aligned.
This
boy, if you get 50 games out of him, that's great. And I would sure love to see it in those 50 games. It sounds like we'll never know. And I want to stress again, you know, nothing's happened yet. So a lot can change.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, all the indicators are there. I mean, Trey was on the road trip and didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve even said Trey went out during a timeout in New York to try to get the crowd to react to him a little bit, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, he went on the floor and took a free throw or something like that.
Man, did they? Is that how long ago that was that they didn't even react?
Oh, I think they did.
Oh, did they? Okay.
No, they definitely did. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, I think we'll have more time to reflect on Trey and his legacy and what he did if and when things happen. I just say again, I'm sad that it ends now, apparently, and not 10 years from now when Trey would retire, because he gave the city a lot of great moments. And frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable with how underappreciated it seems he has been, especially over the last year, and this narrative that the Hawks are better without him.
Right.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we'll see. I don't think that's true.
Not today. Not today. No. Like, they might find a way to be better in a couple of years.
Yeah.
If that's how it plays out. But yeah, I mean, I don't think they're better today. Why do you think now for him? Like, what do you think?
Well, for Trey?
Yeah, because it sounds like, I mean, they came to the Hawks, his agents, and were like, hey, let's try to find a landing spot.
I mean, it's a good question. They had an opportunity in October to extend him.
Yeah.
They didn't. That was probably the writing on the wall. Now you're closing into within a month of the trade deadline. Right. So deadline spur action. I would assume it's only to do with that and nothing else.
Yeah.
Real quick take on the Falcons.
I had to do it. You know, Raheem, as I tweeted on Sunday night, very widely respected by players, widely respected around the league. Seems like a great guy. Just made way too many game management errors and maybe some personnel management errors too to justify his return as head coach. I don't think Arthur Blank could look at a fan in the eye and say, hey, look, we're going to run it back and expect that to be accepted. So I get it. Terry Fontenot, kind of the same thing. Like, Fontenot's legacy, it's like Trey. it will absolutely include nailing it on Bijan Robinson, nailing it on that Pierce Walker thing. Like, got it. Yes, great job. The Falcons have a good roster. The Cousins-Penix decision is going to be his Waterloo, and unfortunately that's going to be a big part of his legacy. Drafting Pitts where he drafted him, also a big part of the legacy. It had to happen. I just don't think Arthur Blank could look at a fan in the eye and say, we're good with running it back the way we have it right now. And I look, it's a tough decision. I give Arthur Blank a lot of credit. We talk again about how deadlines spur action. 8 straight years without a winning season. That's tied for the longest stretch in franchise history. I know how competitive Arthur Blank is. He does not want the record for that to happen under his watch.
Right.
And these are the moves that you're going to have to make. And hopefully,
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
But you nail it. In order to kind of get out of the hole that they're in right now.
Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Great stuff, as always. A very action-packed news week already. It's only Tuesday, not even noon on Tuesday. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Hopefully something good, maybe. Maybe
let's hope
good.
So. Let's hope.
Maybe something good. Because all this has been firings and trades and all kinds of stuff. All right, we'll come back with an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.